We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Governor, you told me last month that your biggest concern about the Trump administration was the possible repeal of Obamacare. Does the state have any contingency plan if that happens?
Well, we're working on it, but it's hard to put a contingency plan in place when you don't know what you're planning for. And we still can't get a clear signal out of Washington around exactly what they might do. My staff's working closely with the federal delegation to try to figure out which version of a repeal there might be. But I want to make something very clear. A repeal of the Affordable Care Act is devastating for Rhode Island. 100,000 people, 10% of our population, gets their health care because of the Affordable Care Act. And we've calculated that a true repeal could cost the state over $150 million a year. So this is a big deal.
Beyond Obamacare, what are your top concerns about the Trump administration?
How much time do you have? That's the big one, I have to say, at the moment. That affects. I can't tell you how much time I've spent with people who tell me, Governor, I have a pre-existing condition. I'm alive because of the Affordable Care Act. Please don't let this get taken away from me. I worry what might happen with transportation funding. I worry healthcare funding. That Dr. Nicole Alexander Scott, who runs the Department of Health, sent me an urgent email the other day saying many millions of dollars are being held up for immunization programs, lead paint programs. You know, it's up and down the gamut of the risk that we might face.
How about immigration? There's been a lot of talk, Mayor Marty Walsh in Boston, I know Mayor Alorza, that sanctuary cities, that they're going to come after folks. What should the state's stance be on that?
My stance is the same as it's always been, which is the federal government, the Congress, needs to fix a broken immigration system in America, period. We have millions of Americans and thousands in Rhode Island, people, who were brought here when they were little babies. They were 2 years old. They've lived here their whole life. They pay taxes here. They're working here. Find a path for citizenship for these people. I am not a supporter of this wall. I think it is not good policy. And now we're going to have to use billions of dollars of taxpayer money to build a wall. We don't know what this executive order means. There's a lot of controversy on whether he even has the power to do what he's doing by executive order. We're following the law. The state police is doing what they've always done. We're not turning the state police into ICE agents, and we're just going to monitor it. But I think we got to hold true to our values and protect everybody in Rhode Island, and we'll keep everybody safe.
Speaking of immigration and executive orders, the House shows no interest in following through with your desire to create driving privileges for undocumented immigrants. Why not use an executive order to uphold the campaign promise that you offered in 2014?
I'm still in favor of it. I think it makes roads safer, and we have lots of data to show that. Number one, because I don't think that is possible for various legal reasons. I'm not confident that I have the authority to do that, especially in light of federal legislation. But number two, it'll be immediately overturned. You know, it won't last more than a minute. The right way to do this, which is the way every state who's done it has done it, is legislation, so it's lasting.
Just wondering, with Amtrak, we don't want to lose trains coming through Rhode Island, but there's been some outcry in South County. How do you propose to get us through this thing so that we don't lose the train, which is great for our economy?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Scott, because there's been some confusion. We need the train. We want the train, and we want it to be high-speed rail with Providence as a hub. And we have a commitment on that. I'm a huge supporter of that. We're working with the federal delegation to make sure Providence is a hub. And I feel good about that. It'll help the economy. It'll help everybody. The problem now is the way the Federal Rail Authority, the federal government, they've drawn a line on paper, and it goes through conservation lands. It goes through municipal water supply. It goes through the Native American reservation. It's never going to happen. We'll be tied up in litigation forever. So what we need to do is say to the FRA, let's sit down and draw a path that makes sense, where we won't be in litigation forever, and Providence is on the route. So that's what I'm going to do, is collaborate with them to get it done and draw the line in a way that we can actually sustain it.
Just off the top of your head, why do you think the Rhode Island economy is still lagging Massachusetts?
Because we did nothing for too long, and we got more, you know, we relied on manufacturing for too long. And so when that got crushed, we had no backup. We also weren't investing in infrastructure. When the economy was bad, Massachusetts was putting a ton of money into building new schools. They have that big school building authority. They're putting a lot of money into building, you know, roads and bridges. So that propped them up a little bit. But also, you know, they had healthcare, biotech, et cetera, and we didn't. So that's why we need to reposition ourselves.
We're talking here with Governor Gina Raimondo. And Governor, one of the knocks on your free college tuition plan is that many students in K through 12 schools throughout the state are underperforming severely, that a high percentage of incoming students at CCRI need remedial education. So what do you say to those critics that argument that it's wrong to put money at the back end of the education system when there's so many problems at the front end?
Well, I say you have to do both. I mean, you have to make the K through 12 system better, and we're doing a lot to make that happen. But there's also plenty of kids, the majority of kids, going to URI and CCRI and RIC who are prepared and who drop out because they can't afford it. This program won't fix everything that ails Rhode Island, but it'll make college a lot more affordable for the average Rhode Islander. The other thing is we're doing a lot of work at CCRI around remediation, and that goes, some of the money I put in my budget for this program is for better remediation programs, so that when students actually start in the fall at CCRI, they don't waste their Pell Grant or their money on remedial classes.
You had a string of job announcements in December with some prominent companies like Johnson & Johnson. I wonder if those announcements have sparked any significant talks that will bring other companies to Rhode Island?
I hope so. They definitely captured attention of a lot of people in the state and out of the state. People are saying, oh, Rhode Island's waking up. It's not just Massachusetts. You know, big household names are looking at Rhode Island. So I think we're going to have a good year in 17.
Is there any way we can find a tenant for the Superman building?
I hope so. We're working on it.
It's very difficult.
It's very hard. It's been empty for a long time. But the GE announcement, the J&J announcement, the Virgin Pulse announcement, it's a flywheel. We have to make Providence a place businesses want to be, and then we'll have a chance at that.
And we can't let you go without a question about UHIP, the $364 million IT system for administering human service benefits, which has been plagued by a lot of problems. I realize this was a very complex system, but if you had to simplify it and get to the nub of what went wrong here, what would you say?
We waited too long to do it. The system was too broken. It's been there for 30 years. We needed more people doing the work, and it was a mistake to let people go. That was a mistake. We are right now getting under the covers of was the system ready? I definitely can say we needed to hold our Deloitte more accountable. You know, we're diagnosing what went wrong. And also, I think we didn't do a good enough job setting expectations. This was a very complex system. 300,000 people use it. It was there for 30 years. We knew from the beginning that it was going to take months to get through the transition, and we should have set expectations better, saying, this is what you can expect. Here's what we're going to do to help you.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo.
Have a great weekend.